Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. I've heard a few other community commentators say that sometimes I feel like coming up with a 3-minute comment every 2 weeks feels like a high school writing assignment. I agree that sometimes I feel like I'm in high school English class and I've procrastinated way too long. Now the deadline is looming and I just got to get something done by Thursday's due date. Other times I have an idea of what I want to talk about and it's no problem at all being ready on time. In junior high and high school, I admit, I was not a very good student. During the last few minutes of class, Mr. Freeze, my algebra teacher, would write the homework assignment on the board. I'd write it on a piece of paper and slip it into my math book. And as soon as I was outside the classroom, my thoughts were somewhere else. I usually didn't think about the math homework again until the next day when I walked through that door and saw the assignment on the board from the day before. Before class started, I'd sit at my desk and frantically do as much homework as I could before the bell rang and the teacher asked us to turn in our homework in. If I got a D on the homework, I figured at least I didn't have to do it again. When asked why I didn't put much effort into my homework, my response usually was, I just don't care. After high school, I went to boot camp and learned to find things that I cared about and realized that if I applied myself, I could be in the top of my class. Now I find myself teaching more and more, and I have had a few parents ask me how they can get their children to care about their homework. I'm not sure what anyone could have said to me or done for me to make me care more about Pythagorean's theory or quadratic equations. The one thing that has helped me the most was finding things I was interested in. When I began to study airplane mechanics, it was something I really enjoyed and I wanted to learn, and I applied myself. With my own children, instead of trying to make them care about a subject because I wanted them to care, I looked for ways to help them find their own desire. For example, if I wanted my kids to get better grades, I offered them things that they cared about as a reward for better grades, like money. When report cards came around, I gave them $10 for an A, $5 for a B, nothing for a C. They owed me $5 for each D, and then I subtracted 10 for each F they got. What started out as my desire for better grades turned into my son's desire for better grades. Some people call that bribery, but I believe it is a reality of life. If you do what your parents want, you get rewarded. When you get older and you get a job, do what your boss wants and you get rewarded with a paycheck. Don't do what the boss wants, and you may end up having to find a new boss to work for. I believe that's what it means when people use the quote, "Find a job you love, and you'll never have to work a day in your life." On the other hand, if you can't be with the job you love, love the job you're with. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.